presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. The second half of Jungle Jim's party searching for young Stacy's wife have fallen into a disastrous trap. When they set out, Jungle Jim put Kolu in charge of that half of the expedition because of Kolu's superior knowledge of the jungle. But young Stacy is headstrong and over-anxious. He disregards Jim's orders, and despite Kolu's vigorous protests and repeated warnings, Stacy takes over command, leading the party across a long stretch of open ground. Suddenly, they are stopped by a withering volley of rifle fire, and Stacy realizes all too late he has led the party into an ambush. When the firing stops...
Kolu. Kolu, where are you? Kolu. Kolu.
I... be here, Stacy.
You all right, Kolu?
No. Have bad wound in leg.
Wound?
But I try to get away. I try get to hills, make signal fire. Maybe Tuan Jim see, bring help.
But what about me? What'll I do?
Better you stay here. Kolu have good chance if he go alone. If natives capture both, it be bad. No one warn Tuan Jim then.
All right, Kolu. You try to get away and warn Jim. I'll take your advice this time. I only wish I hadn't been so stubborn and headstrong before. And
be all right.
All this would never have happened.
I go now. If native come, do not shoot. Let them take you. Maybe take you to your wife.
Hurry, Cole. They're coming. Goodbye and good luck. I'll surrender and try to hold them off while you get away.
All right. I surrender. You've killed all my men. There's nobody left but me.
Give me guns, white man. We take your chief. He say no shoot you. He say bring white man the chief.
Your chief will be severely punished for this. The white man's police and soldiers will come for me.
White policeman, soldier, not find you. 1 hour longer will hire.
Why don't you go home?
We tie you up good. No, get away. We take you now to chief.
In the meanwhile, Jungle Jim and his party have been following a fresh trail that signs show have been used a few hours earlier by Stacy's wife and her native maid, Nauri. Jim's party have made their way down a stream through the jungle and have at last reached an open clearing.
Master Jim, you trail in here. We find small canoe.
Here, see? Good work, Mogo.
Here be lot of footprints. There be Missy Stacy footprint. Then Nauri.
Uh-huh.
Here lot of native footprint all around.
You're right, Moko. This is a fresh trail.
Well, what's the good word, Jim? Did you find the trail again?
Yes, little we're in luck.
Really?
Yep. Moko found the canoe beached up in the rushes there. And judging by the footprints, the two women were met here by the natives.
Uh-huh.
They got out of the canoe and started overland again. The footprints are fresh, which means they're still only a few hours ahead of us.
That's great. I'm awfully glad we're through wading upstream for a while. That was tough travel. We ought to make good time through this open country.
We're not going to, though. I don't want to take any chances of being seen or surprised by some of these devils lying in ambush.
Then aren't you going to follow this trail?
Yes, but first we're going to pitch camp here for a while. I'm going to send two boys ahead a little way to follow the trail, then come back and make a report.
Uh-huh, I see. Then we cut back in the jungle and work around it. And
that's the idea, Lil. There's too many of us to go through this open country. Two boys can separate, keep well down in the grass and not be noticed. So you might as well take that pack off and rest.
Oh.
I'll give Moko the instructions.
Okay. A little rest will do me a lot of good, too.
Moko!
Mother!
Moko, come over here.
Yes, sir, Master Jim.
Moco, we're going to pitch camp here for a while and wait.
Very good, Master Jim.
I want you to pick out two good trackers and send them ahead to follow this trail. Tell them to work about 15 to 20 yards apart and keep pretty well down in the long grass where they won't be seen by any lookout men. Tell them to follow it for a couple of miles and get the general direction follows. Then they can double back here.
Yes, sir, Master Jim.
And Moco, tell them to be very careful and keep their eyes and ears open and come back in a hurry if they see anyone.
Yes, Master Jim. Moco, tell them, send them quick.
The rest of us can eat while we're waiting, so we'll rustle up some food.
Yes, sir. Moco, feed.
Jim.
Hmm?
You suppose those natives have their village back in this country somewhere?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they must have, Lil. It's an ideal place. Well hidden and hard to get at. Just the sort of country they'd pick to operate in.
And it's going to be pretty tough to approach their village, even if we do find it.
Yes, they've probably got every trail, path, or road leading to their village well blocked and guarded. And with a prize captive like Stacy's wife, they're going to be doubly cautious.
Isn't that one of those native trackers coming back?
Yes, and coming back on the run, too. He must have sighted something. Or some very important news. What is it, Moco? What did he say?
He say he follow trail like Moco tell him. Go maybe mile, then come to high ground. He see long way on hill, puff, puff, smoke many times. He watch and think it be someone making smoke signals.
What have you done? You are a man, you are a man. What are that?
He follow, too.
Smoke signals, eh? That might be Kolo.
Boy say he see three small puffs of smoke, then one big one. Then come small ones again.
What are you?
That's Kolo, all right, and he's in trouble. That's our code for help.
Boy say signal come 3-4 times, then stop.
All right, Moco. Tell the boys to get ready to move off, and don't lose any time. We've got to head for high ground where I can read those signals. Come on, let's go, Lil.
Sure. Gee, that sounds like bad news, Jim. What do you suppose has happened?
I haven't any idea, except it's pretty darn serious. Kolo uses smoke signals only as a last resort. And a trouble signal is his SOS. So we've got to answer it.
Hurrying along with all the speed possible, Jungle Jim and his party reached the high ground where the native had seen the smoke signals. Eagerly, Jungle Jim scans the skyline above the distant hilltops for the telltale smoke signals. But the sky is clear, and the distant hills reveal no trace of a signal.
Well, something serious must have happened, Jim. Maybe Kolo has been wounded, or we're still captured by those natives.
That's possibly what happened. His smoke signals attracted the natives, who got to him before we could. Moco,
Butter.
Ask that boy again if he's sure that's the place those signals were coming from.
Yes, Master Jim. I didn't go wiggy wandaloo.
You were in Ydowara.
He say yes, Master Jim. Very sure smoke signals come from high plates on hills over there.
How about lighting a fire here and signaling him to see if he replies?
I'd be almost tempted to, Lil, if the risk wasn't so great. We'd be taking too much of a chance sending up signals those natives could see. Warn them we're in their country. Give them a chance to make their getaway or sneak up and attack us.
He probably had been signaling for a long time. He wouldn't give up unless something very serious had happened to prevent him from continuing.
Yep. Took us quite a while to get here. Looks as though we got here just too late. We've waited now almost an hour. Nothing has shown up. Boy, I'd give my right arm to know what's happened to Kolo. Gosh, I certainly hate to lose him after all these years of friendship and service together.
Jim, let's hope he's all right and he'll signal again soon.
Moco.
We go.
Post one of the boys to keep watch on that hill and shout the moment he sees a signal. And tell your boys to get all the rest they can. We might have to make a forced march all night. If we get the signal that Kolo's in trouble.
Very good, Master Jim. Moco and boys be ready when you say.
If Kolo and that party reached the spot he was signaling from, they must have covered a whole lot of territory.
That's just what I can't understand, Lil. Those hills are on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
I told them to work up to the river toward us.
And it's not like Kolo to disobey orders. There must be a very good reason for him being so far off his course.
No, and that's what has me worried. You know, from the trails we followed, that these natives we're after are working well to the south and east.
Yeah. One native tracker come back, Master Jimmy, follow trail 3 miles south. Find plenty footprint, climb tree. See off in distant native camp. Not village, but camp. Plenty of warriors there. Camp deep in valley, boy say.
Well, that's good. They are to the south of us. Gosh, now, if we can only get some word from Kolo.
That be boy see smoke, Master Jim.
Okay, Moko. I see them. That's the signal. Three small puffs, one big one, three small ones. Yep, that's the emergency call, all right.
Thank heaven he's still all right. Look, he's repeating the emergency call.
Yep. Now he's sending the message. S-T-A-C-E-Y. Stacy. C-A-P-T-U-R-E-D. Stacy captured. C-O-M-E. Come. A-T. Come at O-N-C-E. Come at once. Kolo. Well, here's the bad news. Stacy captured. Come at once. Kolo.
Far off in the distant hills, Jungle Jim reads the ominous message from the courageous Kolo, who, although wounded, has dragged himself across the plains to the hills, and with his infinite patience and iron will, sent word of the unfortunate defeat caused by Stacy's foolhardy stubbornness. But there are other eyes watching, the keen eyes of hostile natives. Have they seen the signals and started to investigate? Will Jungle Jim succeed in racing against time and reaching Kolo in time? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.